Sades. The Templar cult was thus born in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem. The founders of the order received great support from the Crusader King in Jerusalem. The king endowed them with a most sacred site, the hill where the Temple of Solomon had once stood. The building of the temple had begun in the time of the prophet David and continued after his death, under his son, the prophet Solomon. This temple was eventually torn down, and a new temple erected on the same spot by the Jewish king Herod. That second temple was torn down by the Roman Empire in 70 AD. The Romans initiated a major attack against the Jews and expelled them from the region. A thousand years came and went. Although the El-Aqsa Mosque now stood in the place formerly occupied by the temple, the area still bore deep traces of Jewish esotericism. When the Templars installed themselves on the hill where the Temple of Solomon had once stood, it had a profound effect on them, and they began examining it. These researches led them to remains which contained the essence of some secret traditions to the heart of ancient Jewish belief. They encountered a teaching which constituted the pagan aspect of ancient Jewish belief, the Kabbalah. The origins of the Kabbalah go back to ancient Egypt, and it has constituted the basis of all kinds of magic ritual and secret sciences. The mystic teaching in these lands, under whose spell the Templars fell, reshaped their beliefs and ways of living. No matter how much they still maintained the external appearance of warrior Christian monks, among themselves they had secretly adopted the Kabbalist philosophy and way of life. In his book, Morals and Dogma, Grandmaster Albert Pike, one of the best-known names in Freemasonry, sets out the Templars' true objective. The avowed object of the Templars was to protect the Christians who came to visit the holy places. Their secret object was the rebuilding of the Temple of Solomon. The object of the Templars, he said, was to acquire influence and wealth, then to intrigue and at need fight to establish the Kabbalistic dogma. The Templars had a very strict chain of command. Everything belonged to the order. Marriage, owning a house, and enjoying family relations were all forbidden. They wore only a white robe with a red cross on it, and never washed. Their seal was a figure of two knights riding the same horse. Although they maintained that this symbolized brotherhood, in fact, it had another secret meaning. According to a widespread belief, this symbol represented homosexuality, a perverted element in the Templars' private lives.